fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Mordina Amelia, how are you today?
Honestly, thank goodness for that Pokemon conversation, because I entered the studio filled with righteous fury that no one cares about and no one wants to hear about.
And yet here we are.
It's really kind of dispersed through talking about those lovable little pocket monsters.
Well, that's great.
Our friends working together with them to save the environment.
We do love to see that. But we have to get back into angry territory here because we are talking about...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot that. We're talking about something that I'm kind of mad about.
Word of the year.
Oh, we're talking about word of the year. So, I mean, I personally have a difficult relationship with word of the year.
Why is that?
I love the concept. Word of the year. Why not shout out a little word? It's such a thankless task to be a word.
It is. Mm. It really is.
It's not... Yeah. Unless you are the word thank you. Which is actually even two words, so no one gets it. It's terrible. But then all the dictionaries come in and they're like, oh, word of the year is vaping. And you're like, oh, boom.
Is it for this
year? No.
But it's in that sort of realm of annoyingness.
Okay.
But so...
Who decides the word of the year?
We'll get into that.
Oh, okay. I wish you could have seen the very significant eyebrows that Amelia just added to the punctuation of that.
We'll get into that. So throughout this, I would love to hear the listener's personal word of the year.
All right, 5395, what's your word of the year?
And I'll reveal my word of the year at the end.
You can go for anything. We're not going to judge.
We're not going to judge. So we're going to start off with the Cambridge Dictionary. It's mostly dictionaries who are giving out their word of the year.
I think
we're only really looking at dictionaries today, but the other people do it.
Does every dictionary have a different word then? They don't all get together and decide on the word of the year.
No, and I imagine it's probably the social media team who decides on the word of the year, judging by what the words are.
okay, so what's Cambridge got to say for itself?
Cambridge Dictionary has chosen the word Homer.
Homer?
Yes.
Like Simpson?
Look at that baseball player. He really hit a homer.
Oh.
And can you guess as to why? Any thoughts?
I don't know.
Any brain cloud?
A single thing about sport or America, really.
Don't need to. How many letters are in Homer?
H-O-M-E-R.
What was happening this year?
What?
Everyone got obsessed with Wordle, and now we forgot because that was several months ago.
What the hell?
Yeah, so they've got follow-up words like, they mentioned humor, cork, tacit, bayou, but they really went...
They should have gone with cork. That was a much better word.
Cork is a way better word.
A much better word for Wordle as well. It gives you way more scope for, you know, ruling things out.
Yeah, it says the dictionary team, so I guess it is the dictionary team, felt that choosing Homer as the word of the year 2022 represented not only the enjoyment that many of our users have found in being playful with language, but also the challenges of learning English in an increasingly connected world.
Oh, spare me.
Playing an online game such as Wordle can bring us together with people all across the globe, but the differences between varieties of English can cause confusion in these international conversations until we learn more about them. I guess specifically because it's an American word.
Okay.
And so people here in New Zealand were going, home is a proper noun. Yeah. This cannot possibly be the Wordle today.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, but I still think a weak choice they should have gone with cork. What's another dictionary got for us?
This is the one I'm happy with Homer, to be honest. I think that's acceptable.
Well, we started off. I thought we were starting off high, but we're coming in.
No. The one I'm actually mad about is the Collins Dictionary Word of the Year.
What have they done?
It is permacrisis.
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 A permanent state of crisis, which is for me. I'm sorry, usually I try and let people learn interesting things on Word Salad. I'm just mad about permacrisis today.
What's making you angry about permacrisis?
I think it is a deeply pessimistic and myopic choice of word. Oh, everything's bad and it will be forever. Like, I just think that there's like, you know, the political class, the media class are invested in these narratives of like,
yes.
Oh, things are really terrible and there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, it's a permacrisis. It's It makes me so mad.
Amelia is just, for everyone's context, doing the absolute shakes fist at cloud hand gesture right now.
It's just like, to me, having permacrisis as the word of the year is the epitome of like a better world is not possible.
Yeah, it's defeatism at its finest, isn't it?
Yeah, because a lot of horrible things have happened this year, but a lot of resistance to those horrible things has also happened. And the fact that that is not anyone's focus.
Yeah.
Is just so frustrating to me. And
here at 95 BFM Breakfast, we stand for hope.
And I'm here to tell you the actual reason that I don't like it.
Okay.
It combines Greek and Latin, which you shouldn't do.
No.
I'll let them off with television. Whatever. You do you. I wasn't born. I don't have a say in it. No, I say no to permacrisis.
Absolutely not.
Stop making these horrific chimeric portmanteaus. It's disgusting to me.
And that is what we'll be running on when we set up our own dictionary.
So they have some other ones as well that aren't perfect. Sorry, I'm just trying to calm down a little bit. We've got Kiev.
Oh, yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, fair. It's been a focus.
Partygate, which is very UK focused.
Ah, yes.
Mm.
That was the whole Boris Johnson thing.
That this year.
Yeah. Splooting.
Splooting?
Yes.
This is what I was thinking of when you came in and said word of the year, and I said, is it like scootle or something?
Yeah, no, it's splooting. It's that thing that animals do when they kind of like flatten themselves against the ground because they're hot.
To sploot.
Wish they'd gone with splooting. That's much better.
It's cute.
Warm bank. A heated building where people go who can't afford heat in their own home.
Oh, that's bloody bleak, isn't it?
Yep. Even more bleak, Carolian.
What's this?
Adjective relating to Charles III of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Carolian. You will never be Carolinian like bloody Charlemagne, the only good king ever.
We've unlocked a special chamber of Amelia's madness this morning. I'm enjoying it. I think we should get to a couple of the listeners' texts because they're already much better suggestions than the dictionaries are giving us. Somebody has texted in saying favourite word of any year is holidays.
Yep.
Perennial fave. Good one there.
And it's interesting as well. So many of these like invented words and portmanteaus, it's like a puddle of meaning.
Yes.
It's like, you know, you scrape your shoe across it wrong and it's just gone and no one will ever use it again.
I mean, partygate is not really a word I think will stick around beyond the very specific context that it referred to. So, you know, it's not necessarily a word of the year. It's maybe a word of a very specific political moment.
Yeah, I mean, also on this list is quiet quitting, which I think is essentially just propaganda.
Yes.
Sports washing, that one I guess is fine. vibe shift, okay.
These are not words, these are multiple words.
Yeah, they're more terms than words.
Phrases almost.
Well, that brings us. Are there any more exciting
things? We got heaps more. Hornswoggle, which I had to Google.
Hornswoggle
is informal North American slang for to get the better of someone by cheating or deception.
Fantastic. Someone's also put in crepuscular, which is always good.
Crepuscular is a beautiful word.
I think all of the words that refer to the evening are fantastic.
Got any other evening things?
Gloaming. Oh, I love gloaming.
Oh.
Chef's kiss for gloaming.
It's gorgeous.
Someone says Banana Amelia. Oh, it's a nice text. We like that one there. Oblast. What does that mean? Oblast?
Oblast.
God, I hope I'm not swearing on the radio right now. Does a quick Google as we speak. It's a type of administrative division of Belarus, Bulgaria, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan, Russia, and Ukraine.
Their text auto-corrected because it's the Sumy Oblast, not the Summer Oblast, which sounds quite fun.
I thought they were just entering the summer sorted prize pack at the same time, and I was like, very cunning of you. I like the way you've sent that text. What else have you got on our word list?
Maybe they were. So this brings us to the Oxford. How much time do we have?
We got time for the Oxford English Dictionary.
Okay. Oxford, for the first time, are allowing the public to vote. So there are other dictionaries that allow the public to vote, but usually no one cares about their word lists. But Oxford is big time, and they're like, According to Casper Grathwall, the president of Oxford Languages, the decision to open the final call to the public was partly due to living in a post-COVID era. Over the past year, the world has reopened, and it is in that spirit we're opening up the selection process for the word of the year to language lovers everywhere. I don't fully understand the
logic.
Yeah.
But I like the engagement.
Yeah, yes, totally. But they've narrowed it down to three, which you can actually go and vote on right now if you care about.
Okay, what's the three, Amelia?
Goblin mode.
Oh my God.
I might vote for that. What else have we got?
I think, having seen the other two, I'm definitely voting goblin mode. The second one is hashtag I stand with.
No, I hate that.
Yep. I don't think a hashtag. And the third is metaverse.
Oh, yeah. If it's between goblin mode and the metaverse, because I agree with you, I think anything that's got a hashtag in it does not count as a word that can go in the dictionary. But
I couldn't. That would weigh on my conscience forever.
Yeah, me too. But I think we can get between metaverse and goblin mode.
Well, I think metaverse is interesting because it's, you know, there's that tweet about the torment nexus, and science fiction writer writes the book Never Make the Torment Nexus, tech billionaire in 2022. We finally created the torment nexus. yeah, because metaverse is from the Neal Stephenson novel Snow Crash. So I think that's quite fun, but I also feel like that I would also feel, I mean, it would almost be funny to vote for metaverse considering how much it has ruined Facebook as a business.
Yeah, it's really tanked. It's been a good year for billionaires really shooting themselves in the feet, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, if people haven't seen it, there's an amazing, I'm not going to be able to remember the actual thing that will allow you to search for this. There's a guy who does like stock tips on American TV, just like having a meltdown about Facebook dying because he invested so much money in it. And he's like, I just didn't believe that they would spend past their limit. I just didn't think that they would be so irresponsible. It's like, what made you think Facebook would be responsible in any way at any point?
Oh, anyway, God. I think we're going to play the song now. The winner. By Elton Ellis. I'd like to
all-time banger.
More of your favourite words of the year, and also metaverse or goblin mode. I'm voting for goblin mode,
yeah,
personally.
Yeah, I think goblin mode has my vote.
Definitely feels like the, you know, coming out of lockdown energy we've all been embodying this year. Thank you, Amelia Discreet. I've enjoyed the controversy. So far, goblin mode is definitely taking out the texts. I think we've all just related to that one, you know? Goblin mode's got a relatable quality. The metaverse? Nerds. Not for us. We're all so deeply unnerdy here, of course, at BFM.
Very cool.
I feel like we should clarify that was directed at Facebook nerds and not... not sci-fi novel from the 90s nerds.
Oh, yeah, no, we're all about that type of nerd. Thank you, Amelia.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.